It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 857.
It's Weekend Banter. Welcome, GM Jess and Mr.
Hello.
97.
What's happening?
Yeah.
How are
Mate,
what's
Mace.
Are you? How's your energy, Mace? Are you right, mate?
Oh, nah, I'm all right. I'm actually feeling pretty good, to be honest, because, I mean, I actually had magnesium despite what happened to Josh earlier in the week. I took some magnesium last night and had a relaxing sleep, so.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the three tablets, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think that the issue that I had.
Potentially.
Okay.
How many did you take, Mace?
Oh, well, it's a little powder, so it's about 7.5 grams that you put into a cup of water and mix it around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's it taste like?
I've got an easy option for both of
naughty.
You.
It tastes real naughty.
I spoke about this cordial. On Fat Fridays, like Jess.
What
spray,
did you say?
Right? You spray.
Yeah.
You do. I got an issue with the spray. I just
Why?
Think that it's like somebody who thinks some sort of herbal painkiller is going to solve their severed arm pain problem. It's
but it
like
doesn't actually work, right?
Where do you spray?
Yeah. Top of your feet or the back of your kneecaps?
I believe the people that are using magnesium spray are the ones that also think that eating chili has elevated their metabolism.
You know the
10%.
Spray magnet. I mean, you haven't been in the gym community much of late, TJ. But it's a massive thing. Like the magnesium spray for like athletes and stuff is a really big thing.
Is it got alcohol in it? Like, what's the absorption? I'm just trying to work out the intake. Like ingesting, over ingesting it. Like if we look at those two.
Well, apparently
what's
it's
really
very effective in like the joint, especially if you're training or whatever from a joint perspective. It's actually
because we've got a couple of athletes on the show, don't we?
No, but the magnesium spray. Hey. No, I'm just all I'm saying is that the magnesium spray is actually like it's not a woo-woo thing. Like this is it's actually like a.
It's more absorbive if you spray it, not take it, because it. I don't know like the actual terminology, but when it goes down, it doesn't work as effectively. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's probably a similar thing for those salt baths, the Epsom salt things. That's the whole point of it, isn't it? Magnesium.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, apparently, there's magnesium in Epsom salt. That's why people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure it does work. I always just think that probably ingesting it like you did, Mace, is probably going to have more of an impact than a little spritz on your skin that you probably end up wiping off because you roll over.
Yeah, but think about this. Like, think about, like, hormonal stuff. Like, there's stuff... I remember Bree had to take something as, like, patches, and it's like... Like, you can fucking completely you can completely change your body based on, like, something that's topical that comes through the skin.
No, of course, but that's a hormone. That's a hormonal patch.
Oh, yeah.
Not a vitamin spray. A vitamin spray over...
Yeah. Honey.
A vitamin spray... Over a hormone patch. There's a big difference. Big difference.
Okay. I'm not a doctor. So I don't know. But I like to experiment.
Yeah. Right, I don't think they're in the same sort of area. You're looking at absorption through skin, which I get. There is like steroids, creams.
I mean, the point that you're making, though, was if you sprayed it, it would just like fall off. And also, like, but there's a bunch of medical things that I use, you know.
Of course, but magnesium is a vitamin. Like, you're talking about seriously formulated medical products like hormone-changing patches or things
like
that.
Which is made up of what? I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about this stuff, but I feel like you're wrong. I don't know enough to actually argue.
Well, I guess the argument is which one's more absorbent, the one that you ingest like Mace does or the spray, which one
works better? What's the definition of a vitamin? So, magnesium is an element or whatever. And so, if you think about it, it's like what's the definition of a vitamin?
An organic molecule that is an essential micronutrient which an organism needs in small quantities for the proper function of its metabolism.
And so, TJ, you can't say that like a vitamin isn't a um, important thing. Like, it's not like
I didn't say it wasn't vitamins, important,
but you can't say that there's this distinction between having a vitamin and having like a synthetic drug, because sometimes, like we know, like a natural thing could be just as powerful as something that's made in a lab.
Yeah, sure. But I just think the intensity of getting one from the skin versus mm-hmm. ingesting is probably a lot different. It's probably a lot different. Like, you rub marijuana into your hands, you have to use like heaps of it to feel any effect through the skin mm-hmm. before, or you smoke it and you're stoned in a second. Mm-hmm. Or you ingest it and you're stoned very quickly.
But not being a doctor, I feel like, Sevs, you've researched something. What are you saying?
Well, so I've just read through an article, Myth or Reality, Transdermal Application of Magnesium. And so this is a study, and this is just in the conclusion.
What site is this, by the way? Is this like web?
NCBI.com. Wikipedia. It's one of the US study websites.
Okay, yeah, great.
It's an official study, mm-hmm. and it's been like cited and stuff. It says, we cannot recommend yet the application of transdermal magnesium. It might be able to get into the lymphatic system beneath the dermis and enter into the circulatory system, bypassing the regulation through the GI tract and hereby increasing serum magnesium. So, it could. They don't know, but they don't recommend it.
Look, to be honest, I do it, keep doing it. I grew up with a mum who was all about the sprays and the drops and all of that stuff. And I always just felt like there was more power in your mind with using these sort of natural remedies than there was in the product itself, which I guess is then...
But if a placebo works, that, like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
That it is there. And so, if you believe it, you know, achieve it, as Tony Robbins says.
So, magnesium spray will work on me, but not you. That's pretty annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all I had to do was believe.
And shit yourself.
Yeah.
Everything comes at a cost.
Maybe I can try and drink it. I wonder what happens if you drink it.
It tastes good. It tastes like cordial.
No, I meant the actual magnesium spray. Oh. But the...
I was like, no, it doesn't, Mason. That's very soggy.
have you seen that someone, one woman in New South Wales, took home the lotto, Tats Lotto, $60 million, one person. Did you see this?
Oh,
would be nice.
How annoying.
Mm-hmm. Must be nice, yeah. Well, the thing is, it's one of those things where it's like Brie went and got our coffee this morning, and it's the classic, this is 101 barista banter, isn't it? It's the... hear about the person who won Tats Lotto, what would you do with the money? And so the barista said, who also owns the cafe, she said that she would give, if she won $60 million, she would give $1 million to each of her family members. Which
How many family members
does exactly? She have? And so, what's everyone's take on this? Let's start with you, Jess. What are you doing if you win $60 million?
I would give money away to my family and close friends. I don't know how much I'd need to work that out, but I'd also, I've always dreamt about this, if I won, I would get everyone and we'd go away to like Europe or somewhere amazing and spend like a month and I'd pay for everything.
I am.
And I also want a dog, so I'd buy a dog too.
Sevs?
Puppies are really expensive at the moment in quarantine, lockdown.
I know.
Yeah, they're charging.
The issue is that I need to buy a house to have the dog. So
okay,
there's no issue. Like, you've got 60 million. You've got 60 million, Matt. There's no issue.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
Well, so what's the deal with tax?
No tax.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
No, is it tax? 100%.
If it's one.
Trust me, I'm a tard ass that's looked into this.
Really going down the rabbit hole of thinking
it's winning
Tats Lotto, isn't it? It's just fucking booking an appointment with,
if you're worried about the tax on it, even if they take the 50%, you've still got 30 million. So just play with 30 million at this point.
Well, don't worry about it. So you get tax on your winnings.
On your earnings.
If you invest it, then you get tax on it.
So of course, if you put it in the bank, you pay tax on the interest that's earned on it, for sure.
Yeah. What would I do with it? I'd probably...
Do you reckon you'd move out of home?
Yeah, probably.
That was a joke.
Move out of home and
Or start paying board.
But no, I would probably go through the process of getting fiber, my own fiber connection run to my house. Like, I'd probably purposely find a house that's a little bit...
Yeah, I love that.
That doesn't have a fiber connection, and then just go through the process just because I want my own dedicated line, you know?
Mace, yeah. You would love this.
Wait, you're
this.
Winning $60 million and you're getting a fiber connection?
Yes.
Yeah.
I completely respect that because it will cost about 30... Sort of vibe,
you know?
It'll cost about 30 to 40K to get it installed.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy...
And then dark fiber, Josh, as well. Like, you don't want anyone piggybacking off it, so...
Yeah, dedicated line. You want to run an ISP. Yeah. But the there's a guy named Lon, L-O-N. I think it's lon.tv. And he's a dude in the States. His YouTube channel is great. And he's just getting fiber. And he spent like 20 grand. And he's getting fiber installed to his house. And he's recording the whole process. And one of the interesting things is... You know, like the power lines that sit above, like, you know, the road. I never think about that. Jess, do you think about the power lines that are above us?
Not often, no.
Also, I was thinking about them this week, Josh, because I was looking out and you can't see them behind me, but there is, we've got a nice, we're sort of perched on a hill and you can see power lines.
Is there a line that goes from above to your roof?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I find that fascinating, right? And the
it's old school though, because the new estates are all underground.
Mm-hmm. South Australia, I believe, have no overground power lines. Like, it's all
similar to New Zealand. Like, you don't notice it until you're there, and then you have this moment being like, "Oh my god, where are the power?"
Yeah. I could fly a drone.
All the estates in Bendigo, Jess, like all where your mates have probably bought their house and land packages. You know, they've while you're grinding it out down here in, you know, Victoria, they would all have
also
power.
Victoria,
yeah. Now that I think about
Melbourne.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And so anyway,
magnesium spray doesn't work either. That's what I just wanted to say lastly.
on the fiber thing, so Lon is getting the install. You've got to go watch the video if you're interested in this stuff. But they install the fiber on the power line above, so it actually like wrap it, or they sort of tie it all up. And so sometimes I didn't realize this, but those power lines can also hold other things like phone lines and fiber and that sort of stuff, which I thought was interesting.
Well, you can tell. So out the front of our place, the other place that I was living in, some power lines came down, and we were like, "Oh, what are they?" And we kind of got up a little closer. They were phone, telephone line cables, but they're on the same, they're sort of like below on a set of four. There's like, a bunch of different cables.
I wonder what's easier.
You want underground.
I mean, so Sevs, this is the thing. So underground, yes, but it seems like maybe an initial investment in the underground stuff, and then it's good. But seeing how quickly they could roll out the sort of above.
Yeah, for sure.
And especially, I guess, in regional. Yeah, go on.
But what if it gets knocked down?
Yeah, no. You have to, TJ, you need to work out, like, this is a place. It's like a commercial thing. Like, the next commercial property that we lease, I've, like, guaranteed we're going to get the fiber line. And the thing is that it's
not... Does
that
mean we should tentatively have it in our business plan that we could buy that building?
No. I think the thing, like, so what the price of a commercial fiber line at the moment,
here we go,
is it's about $700 a month. Like, we pay $350 a month for our internet, which is point to point wireless. So because we couldn't get NBN at our office, we have basically fiber. That there's a building that has fiber that spits over their connection to us via a wireless technology, which is point to point. But the annoying thing is, it's like, it's affected by weather and things like that. But that's like the part of the technology that a lot of like schools and things will use nowadays to like connect up campuses or that sort of shit. Anyway, the thing with fiber from a commercial perspective is like TPG will do it for you, and it's like $700 a month. But then if you look at the contract, it's a minimum spend of $47,000 because you need to have the install for a long time. So if you've got a lease and you know that you're going to be there for, I think it works out to be maybe 8 years or something is the life of the contract. Yeah. It's definitely worth it. Like having a gigabit, like all the co-working spaces, they have it all, but they end up fucking it.
But it's not even a gigabit. Like, it's also, like, that's the opportunity to also go to, you know, 4 gigabit a sec. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So, like, it's, you know, and think about, like, 8 years' time, you're absolutely going to be unlocking that speed. Like, mm-hmm. they'll be offering that sort of thing, so.
Yeah. It would be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, Jess, your eyes are glazing. What's your interest in this?
Like, zero.
Okay. Yeah. Do you get what we're saying?
That's privilege, though, Josh. Yeah. Anyone who just would... She would take the 1 gigabit...
Definitely.
...like a champ, and she'd be like, this is... Mate, uploading how good's our shit. Internet?
Yeah.
You'd
brag about it. You'd 70... be like my dad texting all these mates, you know.
Speedtest.net, you know.
Most of my friends are running, like, 20 gigs a month or something. I've at least got unlimited NBN.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking at this point about, like...
downloads.
Data limits, which is a little bit different.
All I need is my Netflix to work occasionally and to do my job, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, but you'll be able to do your job real quick. Think about
you've got NBN.
But I really do. It doesn't affect me.
Well,
it affects us.
Yeah. And you need to support us, please.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sevs, you just focus on internet with your $60 million.
I'm so disappointed in you, Mace. I'm not sure.
So, I've thought about this about... getting the opportunity, like the chance of ruining a family by just giving out cash, you know, could go pear-shaped. Mm-hmm. What about you bring on a financial advisor? Say, like, we know Barefoot. I give Barefoot a call and go, mate, just won 60. Can you tell me some investments or some areas where I could take the money that I'd give to, say, you set aside $1 million for every family member, but then you put it into something where it's like, this is your nest egg. Now you don't have to work, or you are going to receive the... Yeah, you could, but then so you set up each individual... You could do it as a trust, but what I mean is, like,
Barefoot would be like, mate, you're going to need some big fucking buckets. Let's do this.
Dude, it would go wild.
Yeah.
But you unlock, like, the next level of buckets with
Oh, yeah.
Mate,
yeah,
I didn't tell you about this. This is the
truckers. You got to carry these fucking buckets on a truck.
You need some fucking silos. That's what you need.
No, but so you make an investment, or you buy a home that is in their name, but they can't sell it. It's just in their family, but then they have free accommodation. So you're doing, like,
just the puppeteer, you know? Yeah.
No. It's theirs.
It's all about
you've
status,
just,
you know,
you've purchased it for them. And then, Jess, I thought, like, imagine a super yacht in the fucking Mediterranean with your mates. Yeah. You got 30 of your friends. You got a chef.
Oh, super yachts don't excite me.
Josh is spewing over the side.
Yeah, no, I don't. Like, I don't, to be honest, like...
You'd buy a chef, though.
You'd buy a chef, sure.
Yeah, no, I know. But I was talking to a mate who's got a bit of money, and he was saying, like, can basically do anything. If you want to burn your money really quickly, like, boats and planes are the main thing, right? Like, if you take out a super... Like, if you remove the super yacht thing... And you remove the like private jet thing, it's just like, what else can you burn your money on? Cars, I guess.
I think boats are one of the things that, if you're not into boats and you have a super yacht, you've probably got a real issue with just burning money up, because I reckon I would live on a boat for a good 6 months.
Would you eat more fish that you caught, or that...
I tell you what, mate, I would need magnesium spray from the backflips I was doing off the side of that fucking boat and the jet skiing that I'd be doing. I would believe in magnesium spray at that point. No, but you got to love it. Like, you'd have to like boats.
Do you love boats?
I like boats enough to get one. I've got my boat license. I could drive the super yacht.
Could you?
I love jet skis. Yeah. You can... Hang on, Sebs, can you look this up?
You probably could, but you wouldn't be able to.
I couldn't. Could you physically
drive a P&O cruise?
No, guys, I know you're trying to make fun of me here, but I know my rules, and if it's a commercial vessel, I cannot drive it, but I can drive up to like a 150 foot boat or something. Look it up, Sebs. Boat license. What's the
boat? Tommy size? Jacket can drive. Google.
Yeah. It will come up, and I'll be humbled if it's not a super yacht. What? Anything? What anything?
I'm just scrolling through.
It's yeah, it's big.
What do you know about weather, TJ?
Having your boat license.
Sorry?
What do you know about weather?
Oh, mate, I know good from bad.
What sort of clouds? Name three different types of clouds.
Absolutely no idea. Why do I need to know clouds?
Well, like, I believe I've watched La Vagabond, which is like this couple that sails around.
You got me onto them for a little while.
Yeah, and weather is a big thing, like understanding it, but then also understanding the currents and like maybe a little bit different being a super yacht, but I still think relevant.
100%. But I mean, I would be the guy flexing driving out of the port in Mykonos and then Frederike, my Spanish, you know, head sailor would fucking jump in. Yeah. And I'd tap him on the bum and say, good work, buddy.
Yeah. You could even get like a weather specialist.
Oh, dude.
What about 60, Bun from Channel 7? She could be on your boat.
Jane
Bun. She could be your official weather person.
I feel like Jess has opinions on Jane Bun.
Cloudy,
what do you think?
What were you going to say about the boat licensing, Jess?
That the best thing is that you can drive a jet ski.
No, well,
having unless boat you, license.
No, you need to get your PWC power watercraft, and that's the only reason I got my fucking boat license. Mm-hmm. You need one to get the other. It's a dual course, mm-hmm. And so I think I've used it once in about 10 years.
And so, like, you're
but
getting
for that occasion
that
you have one.
Is it the equivalent? I'm definitely not. You know. Underplaying what you've got, TJ, but is it like someone who gets their pilot's license to fly a drone that then tells all their mates they could fly an
A380? No, because you can't. You can fly a drone without a license. You can't drive a boat without a license.
Okay,
like you're not allowed. It's illegal. There are some
but
that
the
are
thing
like
is you have to learn how to. It's like driving a car. Like you don't know how to do that, but you've got your license when you've got your L's. It's bloody hard driving a boat, like because the fucking currents like take it the wrong direction.
But also,
so
what about
to, like
it's ridiculous though? You can get licenses for a lot of things and be completely inept at the
clouds.
at the skill set to be able to do it. So you could get a truck license and then forget everything in the truck driving, you know, test, and then be out on the road driving a semi trailer.
Scary.
It makes no sense.
TJ, anything that like any fun facts that you know about boats that you can teach us through having your license?
Nah, to be honest, I forgot all of it. Literally forgot all of it.
It would be great to get like pyrotechnics. I've talked about a lot. I went down the rabbit hole of inquiring about getting my pyrotechnics license, but
yeah,
you have to do a lot of. You have to basically work as an apprentice on one of the. Like, for instance, like, say, the New Year's Eve or whatever, mm-hmm. You have to go and it's all very fucking, like, manual, like, you know, like, it's a computer. Like, a lot of it's, like, it's all activated through, like, computer systems. But there's the bullshit in it of having to, like, fucking get on, like, get down and fucking do
things. It seems dangerous. Have you let fireworks off before?
Yeah.
Real dangerous.
Yeah. I actually, when I was in the US in 2014, Nason and I were in Florida and there was a big fireworks place and we went and we bought like $40 worth of fireworks. It was a bunch of fireworks. And we then looked up the rules of where we could let them off. And it turns out that it was only for like farming. It was for scaring birds and things like that. But they're full. But the way that they sell it in is it's like you can just do it. And so we then went around to the sheriff's department. This is at like 9 p.m. And like went there and we were going to knock on their door and say, hey, we've got these fireworks. What can we do? And they none of them were there. And so we called them and I said, hey, g'day. I put on like my Australian accent. I said, oh, g'day. My name's Josh. I've just bought some fireworks and I'm wondering where I can let them off. And they said, oh, you can only do that for agricultural purposes. I said, I've already bought them though. And he said, okay, we'll just find a spot. He said that he didn't have an accent, an Australian accent. He said, just find a spot where there's not many people and you can let them off. And so we went onto the side of the road, and it was actually for Bree's birthday, which is such a – it's like Homer buying a bowling ball. It's like, Bree, I got fireworks. We're going to let them off. I'm going to film it and send it to you for your birthday. And so I couldn't drive because I was under 25 and we had a leased car. So we're on the side of a highway. I'm in the passenger seat filming. And the other thing is, we thought Nathan should light it as well because he was a US citizen, so he wouldn't be deported if we were to get in trouble. Whereas if I'd lit them, just being a traveller, I would have potentially been deported. So anyway, Nathan left it, and then I've got footage. We can put it on the Instagram because it's me laughing in my high pitched voice as we as Nathan drive. I'm like, quick, quick, and then Nathan's driving off. As you just see, fucking like fireworks going off on the side of the highway. It was fucking sick.
That is anyway. Great.
So yes, I love have. I sort of lit fireworks before.
What would you get, Josh, with your money? You're winning.
Yeah, what would I get? I think I would probably I'm not much of a real estate guy in the sense of like thinking about it from a market and selling shit and all that sort of thing. Mm. But I think that I would just get a nice place, Melbourne, somewhere in New Zealand. Somewhere west coast of the, like, I'm talking probably spending about, I think, like, main home in Melbourne, spending around
couple mil,
3.5 to 4 mil, and then spending about 1.5 to 2 on one in New Zealand, so 1.5 in New Zealand somewhere where there's like nature. It's almost like a bit sort of holiday like vibes. Somewhere in, maybe somewhere like San Diego would be nice. East coast of the US as well, close to New York, probably somewhere like Hastings on Hudson, where Seth Godin lives. I like that sort of area where it's all sort of like leafy and nice. So buy somewhere there, and then you would obviously need somewhere in Europe and Asia. And so I think...
How are you maintaining all of these houses? I just feel like
you're losing money at this point. That's the
gift. No, so this is the gift. So I'm not giving anyone any money, but basically I think I'd probably get a place in Singapore, to be honest. Never been.
No, it's good. Very clean.
Been in the airport.
So
I just feel like it's got that sort of bit of a hub vibe. But... Yeah, the thing is, I wouldn't be doing a thing around like giving all of my family cash, but it's just like I would just try and organize that, you know, we've got these houses and it's like you can stay. I would have a calendar system. You can book in. I would basically become a Hilton.
Calendly. You'll just have Calendly so you can book in your slot.
And wouldn't that be like, speak to my fucking PA. Do not call me.
Yeah. And so the thing is, like, I mean, you're probably spending out of the 60 mil, I'm spending around 15 mil on these properties. And depending on, you know, I think that for somewhere like Singapore, you'd go an apartment where, I don't know, like...
Be expensive. Singapore is expensive.
Good internet. Yeah.
There's a bunch of tech companies that like set up there. Like I think they were doing a lot of incentives back in the day.
We should, when it is open, we should do a team trip to Singapore because you can get cheap flights and, yeah, I reckon it'd be great. Mm-hmm. Fun.
What's the appeal of Singapore?
Have you ever been?
No.
It's close, so it's like...
He wants to know how much he can bullshit.
6 or 7 hours. Yeah. 6 or 7 hours. I mean, it's purely like driven for... You really feel poor when you go to a place like Singapore because you see the people that have the money and you've got the shopping centres with all the great places. But the food's really good. The markets, like you go to the sort of dingier vibe markets that have the street food. But the streets are completely clean, Jess. It feels so safe. There's no rubbish anywhere. You know, it's beautiful when it lights up at night. You're seeing all the, you know, it's the small city. It takes like 45 minutes to drive from one side of Singapore to the other. Like, it's small. It's really small.
One of my favorite
buildings as well.
Yeah.
Oh, the buildings, the...
And all those, the tree things with the...
Oh, the...
And,
the,
like, that inside garden that's, like, a
massive glass dome. What is the tree thing, mate?
So, Marina Bay Sands. Have you seen Crazy Rich Asians, Jess?
I started watching it, but I didn't finish it.
Watch Crazy Rich Asians, and that's what it's like. So, there's a...
Well, she didn't finish it. This isn't looking good for Singapore, for Jess?
But do you know what? I want a scholarship to go and do a semester there at university. I won a bunch of cash.
Oh, really?
And then I declined it.
You declined it?
What?
The Bendigo girl couldn't handle Singapore. What was the deal?
Well, I was living in Melbourne then, but I mean, the money was great, but I would have had to have forked up a lot more money to stay there for a bit, for a semester. So,
Was that through your uni or something? Or what was that?
Through uni.
Oh, that's cool. I feel like if I was to have ever done the whole university thing, I remember when Bree and I 2 years ago were in Boulder, Colorado. It's a big college town. And I was just saying to Bree, I'm like, I could be a college student here. She's like, oh. It's like 28 at the time. She's like, you're 28. Just fucking grow up, you know.
You missed your chance.
Yeah. But Singapore. But the KL in Malaysia, I love KL. I have really fond memories of I've only been there once, but it was I really thoroughly enjoyed it. And I hear that Singapore has similarities to KL, but just a bunch cleaner. And
probably less political and...
Yeah, shit going on. Exactly. From a safety. But that's the thing. It's like Dubai is, I follow Chris Fade, who's on Virgin Radio.
He's really famous over there, dude.
Yeah, no, it is crazy, isn't it? He's got Fade Fit. He's got his, balls. He's always doing shit and he's fucking, See, he was at a hotel and someone asked for his autograph and shit.
Yeah,
like a radio personality. It's pretty cool.
Australian dude, though, Jess.
Yeah, an Aussie guy. And so he's always talking about how safe it is and all that sort of thing. But the thing is, I think that similarly with Singapore, TJ, it is that, when Bree and I went there, you do feel a bit pov. There's a lot of bling, a lot of, there's a whole... If you look up... luxury cars, abandoned Dubai.
Oh, I love that.
It's a real issue, real issue. You'll see
There's dusty Ferraris. Mm-hmm. It's like a car lot full of dusty old supercars.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those places are driven by the sort of elite. That Crazy Rich Asians in that movie, there's the family that this guy is from is... one of the most, rich families in Singapore. And that's and you just see the kids and the cars they drive. And I mean, you just don't want
to. That's a lifestyle I should have been born into.
So do you think the idea of me having places, good idea or bad idea?
I want to know why you don't want to give people money. What's the justification? I assume it's because you don't want people to get greedy.
No. It's not about that because I think... And maybe this is, money, I think money is as the transaction doesn't necessarily enable a better life. Mm-hmm. And so I think being aware of that, I don't think I'd be doing crazy shit. If you think about it, I'm not talking about fucking anything crazy. It's buying places and all that sort of thing. So it's an uptick in a lifestyle. So it's increasing lifestyle. It's increasing the... I think the thing is experiences. So much of life is about experiences. And so if I give people a bunch of cash, I think that potentially it creates more stresses because it's okay, what am I going to do with this money and what am I going to... And potentially put it in areas where it's not going to add to the life. And so the thing is that most people... want to or get a lot of value from working, from doing all of these sorts of things. And so the aim of the game isn't to fucking get all of people who retire, unless you've got some fucking good hobbies, you end up dying young. And so the thing is, it's the aim of the game isn't to be mum and dad don't have to work another day in their life. They get to fucking just take more leave, go away, do cool shit, So that's my justification. Does that make sense, Jess, or do you think I'm ill-informed?
No, I like that justification. I'd like to add to it, if that's mm-hmm. okay.
Yes.
Because people might need, like, petty cash for these trips and that kind of thing mm-hmm. and, like, some lifestyle changes, which you'll need to divvy up some cash for. Yeah. But I feel like you could do that as a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean,
do you reckon? But if they're getting a house for free, surely the cash...
No, they're not getting a house for free, Josh.
Yeah, they are. No, they're not paying.
No, they are. They're staying at Josh's house.
No, they're getting rent. They're getting free accommodation, which is...
Exactly. So,
you still have to pay for flights, food.
Yeah, of course.
But so the food thing, like, I think there's definitely, like, the opportunity, especially... I mean, I don't know if this is too luxurious, but you could be supporting small businesses where you've got, like... At that point, if you've got that many properties... You're needing to sort of maintain, so you like support it. You've got like a cleaner for each one. You've got like, but potentially it's like an Airbnb. Every place is like, this is our favorite Thai place here, and there's this like, it's like a bit of a community vibe. You sort of, I would finally start speaking to my neighbors.
What about libraries? Would you have your own library in each of them?
So what would happen?
Duplicated across?
No. What would happen is every location would have a specific sort of theme, not in like a tacky like, oh, we've just entered Hawaii, guys, put on the lay, but in like a so this area, this is about adventure and like whatever it is. And so then I would get books from secondhand books on those specific things. And so, for instance, if you're in San Diego, there would be stuff that's geographically specific. So it's like San Diego, like over the years or whatever it is, or like an old like encyclopedia of that, or even having there would definitely be a place, I think, that would be my creative writing home or whatever, and that home would have more stuff around like typography and like letters and like text.
That's a Bill Gates vibe.
Does he do that, does he?
Yeah. Okay. He has a place somewhere, I don't know where, but he goes away for a week. He disconnects from everyone, including his wife, mm-hmm. and sits down and writes everything and reads everything, and just that's his like decompression kind of time. That's when he does all these great
thinking.
He calls
it a think week.
Think week.
Think week.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right, guys. I've got the plumber's here.
Who's in your back?
Yeah, I thought it was your dad. It's the plumber.
That's alrighty. Creepy as. This is how horror movies start.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Maybe we'll see everyone in the... one of the places
in Europe or Singapore.
We didn't lock in what place in Europe. A lot of people would say Barcelona, but there's just too much sort of political stuff going on.
Yeah,
London,
Paris, please.
Sure, that'd Paris. I'm not like a people fucking
is
love
too
Paris.
Much rah-rah in Paris.
I love Paris. People love Paris. I don't like. I'd probably be more likely to go south of France, go somewhere like Nice than I would with Paris.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Anyway, I'm glad we got that sorted. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com.
By the way,
where to? for the lotto or
for the lotto? We need to. We're all going in. If this is what we're giving each other, except for Mace, you can just.
Hey, should we start doing? Should we start doing a show ticket where we do it for the Gronks and the Daily Talk Show?
How it all breaks up?
That would be a nightmare.
That's a nightmare.
Alrighty, enjoy your Saturday, and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.